All right, we're going to call to order the Iron Horse Public Infrastructure District. Today's December 16th, 2025. It's 11:03 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for the call to order, if everyone could state their name for the recording and record, we'll start with the board. Dane, your chair, do you want to start for us?
Dane Levitt, Chairman, present. Tyler
Harold
Rowe,
Levitt, Vice Chair, present. Sorry, Kyler, talked over you.
President. Tyler Romero, Secretary.
Brett Warby, Treasurer.
Go ahead.
You're up, Ron.
Ron Larson, member.
Shelby Clymer with CLA, District Accountant.
All right, that's everyone I show that's on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. So, board, first off, we need to have a public hearing, and that public hearing is related to the adoption of the 26 budget. So, with that, we'll let Shelby walk through the budget for us.
All right, thanks, Michael. So,
Need to
as
open
Michael,
the hearing. Need to open the public hearing,
oh,
Michael.
thanks. I need a motion to open the public hearing.
I'll make a motion that we open a public hearing.
Thanks, Eric.
I second.
Was that Dane?
Dane.
Okay. Thanks, Dane. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. Okay. Now we're in the public hearing. So, Shelby.
Good thing we have Christy to keep us in line.
Yes, naturally.
As Michael pointed out before we started the meeting, there were no changes proposed at the last meeting. So this is the same that you saw at that November meeting. So I'll just do kind of a quick refresher here. For the general fund, which is where all the administrative costs flow through, total expenditures budgeted just under 53,000, which would cover accounting, legal, auditing, and then insurance based on kind of forecasted 2025 numbers and with some slight inflationary increases. It is anticipated that all those costs could, would be covered through the administrative payments that are included in the assessment fees. So Brett, I have a reminder to connect with you after this meeting to make sure we have everything in line for that.
Okay.
Next page is the debt service fund. So revenues, about 516,000, primarily consisting of the assessment revenues for those quarterly billings to pay interest and principal that would be due on the bonds. These are just scheduled payments. So if circumstances arise that would cause any prepayments, we can always amend the budget later next year to account for that. The $4,000 for paying agent fee is the annual payment to UMB as the or Zions Bank now as the trustee. And then we have that transfer out for the administrative payments. Then last page here is the capital projects fund. We do have just under 9 million anticipated for potential cost acceptance and then a draw on the remaining par amount of those bonds. Any questions? Discussion?
I move we approve the budget.
I'll second.
We can't do that quite yet. So, this is just the public hearing portion. So, we'll get to that in just a second, Dane and Eric. So,
Okay.
I don't see any other members of the public that have joined. So, with that, could I get a motion to close the public hearing?
That's what I meant.
Thanks. Thanks, Eric. All
I'll
those in
second.
favor, say aye.
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 All right, that is unanimous. Let me put back up the agenda. All right, now we're out of the public hearing. So, first up, board meeting minutes from our November 4th meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
They look good, and I move that we approve them.
Thanks, Eric.
I'll second it.
Thanks, Tyler. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
That is unanimous. All right, so here's the resolution that adopts the budget, just says we're adopting it, and we have no tax rate, no mill levy, so that's going to be at zero. Any
You want me to make
questions?
that motion, Dane?
Yes,
I'll
Brett.
motion that we approve the 2026 budget.
Perfect. Thanks, Brett.
I
Second
second.
it. All right, who got that one?
Ron, just under the
Oh,
wire.
nice.
Yeah.
You're on the board, Ron. All
Yeah.
those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. Let's get back here. All right, annual meeting schedule. Does this year's, did it work for everybody? So the first Tuesday of the month on these months? Shaking heads, yes.
Yep.
Okay. If we need to make adjustments, we can. So just remember that. We just have to post something. So could I get a motion that we adopt this schedule as presented?
I'll make the motion to adopt the 2026 meeting schedule.
Thanks.
Second.
Thanks, Eric. All those in favor say aye.
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 All
Oh,
right.
can you put
Next.
that back on the
Yep.
board? I was just taking a picture of it so I could get it on my calendar. Okay.
All right. Next two items Shelby's going to cover for us. So, Shelby.
Okay. All right, so board, I sent out the SOW. We ask for an annual renewal of our engagement with the district. Brett did correct me. We had a misspelling in Dane's name, so that has been corrected in the version that will be sent out for signature. No change to the scope or really any language included within the statement of work from what you've approved in past years. The one change that we are proposing is moving to a fixed fee arrangement just to kind of simplify things for both CLA and for the district. It would be billed in equal monthly installments. I think would kind of prevent, the fluctuations depending on the timing of the deliverables that we're working on throughout the year. So this 18,100 is our proposed fee. There's a 5% technology and client support fee. Total, we've anticipated fees for 2025 about 18,000, and then bump that up to about 19,000 for next year. So this would be in line with that budget amount. So happy to take questions, concerns. We're more than happy to keep on a time and materials basis if that's the preference.
Okay. Now, this is for the accounting, not for the auditing.
Correct. Just the day-to-day accounting.
Brett, I think you're the expert here.
Yeah, I think it looks good to me, so I would say we approve it.
Okay, we'll take that as a motion, perhaps.
I'll make the motion that we approve the engagement letter for CLA.
I'll second.
Sorry, I went on mute. Sorry. Thanks, Brett. Thanks, Dane. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right, Shelby.
Thank you, Shelby.
Yeah, thank you all. I appreciate it. Last item I have today is the Hinton Burdick audit engagement letter for the year ending December 31, 2025. They were selected as your 2024 audit. We would not recommend a change at this point in time, since they're familiar with the district. The fee that they have in their engagement letter for the 2025 year end is $8,950, also in line with the budget, that was set for 2026.
I talked to Chris about this. Chris used to work for Hinton Burdick. He knows McKay Hall really well, likes McKay Hall. He said the fee was more than reasonable. So I move that we approve the Hinton Burdick engagement letter for the 2025 audit as well.
Hinton
Thanks.
Burdick soon to become Squire. They
Yes, that is
yes.
correct.
Yep. They merged.
I did talk to McKay yesterday and he provided some comfort that there's no changes to the team that we'll be working on, so he'll still be the lead partner even with that transition.
And then, just so you guys know, I talked to him right before the board meeting to get an update on the audit, and they're just in the final phases, so it should be just a few more weeks. So
And then this issue won't happen next time because you can see that it'll be no later than June 30th of 2026. So we won't have this same problem. Dane, you and I talked, and Tyler talked about this before. So this will be done before it's due at the state. So
yep.
we'll.
What I'm worried about is that the state has given us notice that our status is on hold, and I'm nervous that we will have some impediment to our tax-exempt status, including the additional 9 million that we're about to do. Mike, are we in jeopardy?
No, we're good. Because we do assessment bonds, there's really the auditor can just say we're on hold. It has no practical effect on us. But it's like Brett just said, once it's done in a couple of weeks, Shelby and I will get everything filed. We'll come off hold, and then we shouldn't have any issues going forward. So Brett made a motion. Did I hear a second to approve?
I'll second it.
Thanks, Tyler. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, last thing is the, well, second to last thing. So the water purchase, we had talked about that a little bit through the email exchanges. Tyler, do you want to walk through what it is that we had talked about?
Yeah, so we are under contract to purchase, I want to say it's 54 acre feet of water from various sellers. In order to be able to do that, we have to go through the city process of getting them to accept that contribution. That was accepted last Wednesday. The agreement's been signed. So everything's teed up to be able to close on that on our end. So we just need to transition those funds into the PID.
Okay, so I think probably the best way to handle it would be for the board to approve that and then allow the chair to sign all of the documents on behalf of the PID. So if we could make that as the motion, I think that's what would give us the ability to take care of everything going forward.
Now, is this the full 8.8 million, or is this just in regards to the water?
This is the Hunter water.
Yeah.
And now, have we already done the Ornato water? We did that last meeting.
I don't think
We
we
have
did.
not. This would be the first time we've talked about the water.
Okay. So let me make a shot at a motion then, and tell me if this is wrong. I move that we that the PID contribute to Cedar City the water rights being acquired from Ornato, ORNADO,
ADO.
the Coronado family, and from the
Brent
Brent
Hunter.
Hunter family, and also the Monty Stratton family, the total of which is approximately 4.3 million,
Yeah, something like that.
and that those that the chairman and secretary be authorized to execute the documents to facilitate their contribution, and also to facilitate reimbursement by the PID to Development Team LLC for the contribution of those water rights.
Can we add just and any other documentation associated with the transactions?
Yes.
Just kind of as a catch-all. Okay, perfect. Thanks, Dane.
I'll second that motion.
Thanks, Eric. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All right, that's unanimous. Thank you guys for that. All right, last thing we need to do, the 2026 Open and Public Meetings Act training.
You know,
So,
we just one other thing. Do we need a motion? Ron is going to identify an additional approximately 4 point something million of already constructed public improvements for which we can be reimbursed so that.
We can just handle that through the normal requisition process.
Okay, so that doesn't need to be, we don't need a
No.
separate motion for that.
No. We
Okay.
can just do that through the regular process.
Okay.
So,
Yes.
okay, here's the take me about less than a little less than 5 minutes. So, we have to follow the Open and Public Meetings Act, which means we have to conduct all the district's business in an open and public setting. We have to allow the public to attend and to participate. For the participation, we'll allow up to 3 minutes. Now, Dane, you as the chair have the ability to adjust that time frame. Eric, if Dane isn't here, then you as the vice chair can change. Typically, it's going to be 3 minutes. Most of the boards I've ever sat on, it's been three, with the exception of the Inland Port, but we had like 100 people at those meetings, so we cut it back to two, but it's up to you two if you ever were.
Three has seemed sufficient so far.
Yeah, so far, exactly. So we have to obviously have a quorum of the board, so we need at least three of you to conduct any of the district's business. We also have to post on the open and public meeting schedule any of the notices. That is the central hub for all governmental entities in Utah where they have to post. their notices, meeting agendas, all of those things. So when we do post a notice, the notice needs to have the date, time, and place for the meeting, also the agenda and associated agenda items. And the agenda needs to have what they call reasonable specificity. So we'll take today's agenda as the example. We have a resolution, but we have to say it's the budget resolution. We can't just list resolution generically. So it has to basically describe what it is that we're going to be talking about. Also on the notice, we have to list the Zoom or the Teams meeting link. That way the public can participate. So on the website, the public can actually sign up to get email alerts for the district. That way, anytime we post anything or upload anything related to the district, they get an email notification so they can plan appropriately if they want to join. We also have to post the annual meeting schedule. That way, they know and can plan out when the district meets and to be able to participate. So the notices for a regular or special meeting, it's a 24-hour notice to have a meeting. For the public hearings related to the budget adoption, those are 7-day notice periods. We have an electronic meetings policy. That's what allows us to conduct all the meetings and do them electronically. The only caveat is we have to have at least a representative at the anchor location. So that'll always be Christy there. Also, we list a phone number in case any member of the public doesn't have internet access, they can't join via Zoom, then they can call. Christy will link them in so that we can hear them over the phone in a conference call. We have to record all the meetings and we have to keep minutes. The recordings have to be uploaded to the website within 3 days. And then when we approve the written minutes, those have to be uploaded within 3 days. And the written minutes are considered to be the official minutes of the district. There is a small, super small chance we could go into a closed meeting, very narrow in scope what we can close. If we were to go into a closed session, you have to state the purpose for going into a closed session, and it takes two-thirds of the board to approve going into a closed session. So what we can close for, again, is very limited. They would be strategy sessions regarding pending or reasonably imminent litigation, collective bargaining issues. If we were going to purchase any land, do any appraisals, do any leases, say we were to have for the water rights, if we were to have negotiated something or, needed to do the appraisal, anything like that that would be sensitive, we could have gone into a closed session to talk about the water rights, but you guys had already worked those out. But that would have been something we could have closed for. Again, any sale of property, appraisals, those kind of things. We could close for any security issues, so the deployment of security personnel, devices, systems. If we were going to do any investigative proceedings regarding any allegations of criminal misconduct. If you guys remember, we have the fraud risk hotline as well as the fraud reporting policies. So, say something were to come up in one of those two policies, we could go into closed sessions to talk about those investigations. Let's say somebody were to try to use the procurement code that we have or use the grandma system where they wanted to get district records and they related back to the development team, to your guys' development company. We could close to talk about those. That way, we don't give away any trade secrets, any commercial information. I'll just tell you, Matt's going to say no automatically to any of those kind of requests. If we were going to go and consider any loan applications, anything like that for the district or the development group, we would close. To talk about anything like that. What we are not allowed to do in a closed session is we cannot take any final action. So we cannot approve any ordinances, resolutions, rules, regulations, contracts, or appointments. The closed meetings have to be recorded and we take minutes as well. but those are kept confidential. And the only way somebody can gain access to a closed session, if the board says no, would be to go to court and have a judge open those up and sign a court order. So that is your training for the year. You guys have any questions?
I feel smarter already.
If let's say that you wanted to receive copies of a municipality's agenda for their meetings, can I request that on that website and get them?
You can go look for it. If it's not there, and it should be, then yes, you could do what's called a grandma request with whatever local entity it is, and they would need to provide it for you. Now, some things can be redacted, like if it has, like you would know my name on there, but if they would have to redact, let's say it was something dealing with me, they would have to redact my address and any other like social security number,
But
birthday.
that's just personal information. The substance of the discussion they couldn't redact.
So like I've grandmad before, back when, well, just say like personnel files, if somebody had any discipline, what people make, those are public, but they have to redact that kind of private information, which really is your address, birth date, any social security number, any personal identification stuff. But outside of that, everything's public.
Both agendas and minutes.
All of that.
Okay.
And all that's available on the website. And again, if it's not, we can go directly to the city, county, whatever district and get it from them. They have to provide it. Okay,
Well,
anything
thank
else?
you. Thanks very much.
Okay,
Thank you,
that's
Michael. Thank
everything
you.
I have on the agenda. You guys need anything from us?
Eager to get our audit in, but that's Brett will be working on that. And
Yep, we'll let you guys know as soon as it comes in. Shelby and I will reach out.
I got a note saying remember to send in your budget.
Yeah, they just sent, I got 100 of them just a minute ago.
Okay.
So again, between Shelby and I, we'll make sure that stuff's taken care of as well.
I'm assuming you were waiting to this meeting to get it approved before you submitted it. So
Yeah, that's
that makes
usually
sense to
something
me.
we have to do, right?
That makes
Okay.
sense to me. So
Yeah, they blast out those emails and like you get 100 of them, I swear, and you just shake your head. But all right, you guys
Great.
have good
Happy holidays to
holidays.
you. Yep. Thank you
Okay.
very much.
Oh, I need a motion to adjourn.
Oh, I'll move that we adjourn.
Thanks, Eric.
I'll second it.
Thanks, Brett. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, happy holidays.
Thank
Thanks.
you.
Okay,
Thanks.
see ya.